From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has agreed to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un by May to discuss ending the North's threatening nuclear program. Jeff Guster has that story.
The announcement came from South Korean National Security Advisor Chung Wi-yung, who was in Washington to brief Trump and other top White House officials on his diplomatic mission to Pyongyang earlier this week. He also conveyed a verbal invitation from the North Korean leader to the U.S. president. The international community imposed a series of tough sanctions against North Korea after it conducted a series of nuclear tests over the past year. From his Twitter account late Thursday, the president said those sanctions will remain in effect until an agreement is reached. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein called for the U.N. General Assembly to refer alleged atrocities committed against the Rohingya minority in Myanmar to be sent to the International Criminal Court for prosecution. He also called for inspections.
They have not allowed us access for a long time, and if they believe there are no grounds for us taking this position, then invite us in.
A UN fact-finding mission is due to report on Monday on its initial findings based on interviews with victims and survivors in Bangladesh and other countries. The International Committee of the Red Cross said humanitarian aid from a convoy of 13 trucks was delivered Friday to the Syrian town of Douma, northeast of Damascus. During a pause in the fighting, the ICRC said food and other supplies for 12,000 people were delivered. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Doug Bernard reports that a pre-dawn Taliban attack in northeastern Afghanistan has killed at least 17 government security forces and wounded many more.
The fighting erupted in the mountainous Khwajagar district of Takhar province, where insurgents assaulted an Afghan army base. The district chief told VOA that insurgents from the Taliban's so-called Red Army Commando Unit staged the surprise attack on the base and surrounding security posts. He said Afghan soldiers and police personnel were among the dead. A Taliban spokesman claimed its fighters have overrun the base and surrounding 12 security posts, killing nearly 30 Afghan forces. Insurgent battlefield gains and casualty tolls, however, are often inflated. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
After President Donald Trump signed import tariffs on steel and aluminum, Asia's biggest exporters expressed concern. Sarah Hemrajani has that story.
China produces half the world's steel, but it largely remained silent on the issue when first announced. Now Beijing says it's resolutely opposed to Trump's decision. The country's metal producers are calling on the government to retaliate against the White House's move and singled out American imports like coal and electronics as targets. U.S. ally Japan says it's lobbying Washington to be exempt, as is the case with Canada and Mexico.
That's reporter Sarah Hemrajani. British police said about 21 people have had medical treatment after a nerve agent attack on an ex-Russian spy. A chemical weapons specialist told Sky News how chemical forensics can be used to determine who unleashed the weapon.
That will actually allow you to make a lot of inferences about, you know, which lab would have done it, you know, because you know, different labs are known to use different methods.
Sergei Skripal and his daughter remain critically ill and in the hospital. Another police officer who tried to help Skripal and his daughter during the incident in the southern English city of Salisbury is also ill. Kenya's president and opposition leader said they met for talks Friday, months after the presidential election sparked turmoil as the opposition charged that there was electoral fraud. President Uhuru Kenyatta and former Prime Minister Raila Odinga launched a new initiative to unify the country as their rival parties largely divide the country along tribal lines, raising fears of ethnic violence. Spain's Supreme Court Friday turned down a request by Catalan regional presidential candidate Jordi Sanchez to be allowed out of jail to attend a parliamentary session to swear in a new leader. It is another blow to the region's bid to split from Spain. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.